Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Tomlin on his defense, which came up huge again Sunday against the Colts. Scored a touchdown thanks to Minkah Fitzpatrick. Some big stops. Gave up yards. A lot of bend. Didn't ultimately break in a 26-24 win over the Colts. We're brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Coming to you from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse downtown. 6 PPG Place. It's our Steelers roundtable at the halfway point. Steelers, Mike Tomlin, shocked. They didn't think they'd get back to 4-4, but here they are, right in the thick of the playoff race because of his baby, his defense. Arthur Motes played on that defense. He's here. Chris Muller didn't, but he complains about it a lot. He's all dressed up.
But he dresses nice.
Wait, complains about the defense a lot?
In the past, yeah.
I have been front and center on giving them their due.
And now the guy that is the guru when it comes to Steelers defense, Chris Hoke, joining us here as part of our Steelers roundtable.
Man, it's great to be with you guys.
You don't mean that. Wonderful. We had our battles, and no. Cook would have to get in between
you
and me.
It's okay, though.
Wait, Ron Cook, peace. Gentlemen, would you please?
that's what it's all about, a good relationship, especially on the radio where you can go at it, and then off the air, you're buddies.
Agree to disagree? We'd hug it out?
Absolutely.
So who's the MVP of the Steelers defense?
I think it's the obvious one, right? To me, it's T.J. Watt. There's no question about it. Before, if you would have asked me a few weeks ago, before Tua got hurt, I would have said Stephon Tuitt. But now he's out. So T.J. Watt, to me, is the MVP, and you look at it, just the way he's getting after the quarterback, and 7.5 sacks. I mean, last week he didn't have two like Bud, but he had a sack and a half. He consistently puts pressure on the quarterback. You watch him in the run game, too. He's not just a one-trick pony. He doesn't just rush the passer. He can set the edge in the run game, and he can do it in a myriad of ways. And so I would say right now, at midway point, not only – I'll make a bold statement here. Uh-oh. Not only, I think, is he the defensive MVP of the Steelers, he is in the running for defensive MVP in the NFL.
All right. I guess this is going to be a Pony and Muller thing where I disagree now. Like, okay. The one thing about Watt is he hasn't replaced somebody else. Like, he's been there for now a couple years. Yeah. And I think it's easier to identify, or at least for me, is the difference between a guy who has taken over and somebody that he took over for.
Yeah.
Sean Davis was a guy back there. They all said, hey, the New England game happened and it was ugly because he wasn't there. Well, suddenly Minkah Fitzpatrick becomes available and the Dolphins are selling all the furniture here and having a fire sale. Minkah comes in. I haven't seen a guy like that back there since Troy Polamalu.
Sure.
And he plays more like Ed Reed, but it's just the idea of having a playmaker, like a dude who, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong on this. Doyle works over Bush on the first touchdown. They're running a similar play in the similar part of the field, and there's a guy who comes from out of nowhere, and you hardly ever see that with this defense, or you haven't. Not only does he take the ball, he's at the 35-yard line and gone in a
gone. Blink. Gone.
Like, it looked like Ed Reed always looked when he picked a pass off. He looked like an offensive player, so I actually would go Minkah.
Bro, go ahead.
Arthur's got to put the argument for Bud out there, so I just wanted to move out of the way.
Why do you always feel like that?
I'm reading your mind. I thought
that's
you were
not what you Arthur, man. No, I mean, Bud's been playing well for the last 4 or 5 weeks. He didn't play well the whole year.
Don't listen to Pony. Are you going to listen to Pony?
No, I'm just telling you what I see.
Are you going to listen to Pony?
What do you see on film with Bud?
I see what Bud. He's been playing great against the run all season long. It's been the past the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Don't listen to Pony.
I'm telling you what I think, bro.
Don't ever listen to
Pony. Don't say that, because they're paying me to get people to listen.
Well, listen to Pony, but don't listen to him when he talks about anything that Arthur Moses said.
Don't quote, listen.
So who is your MVP,
said,
Arthur?
No, I was going to tell you, actually. If you would listen, there we go.
Wow.
I do love T.J. Watt. I love that pick. But I feel like the more glamorous pick is Minkah, because the bigger splash plays in terms of the turnovers and in terms of him creating those points. Those are the things that I'm liking what I'm seeing from him, and the impact that you've seen in terms of him being here in the direct one-for-one replacement. You talk about Sean Davis and the impact that he was having on his defense.
Not much.
It's nowhere near what Minkah has done. TJ, we know TJ's a baller. TJ's been doing this now for a couple of years. He's shown that, okay, he has top-notch ability in this level. In this league.
What I'll say is I'll admit to in my analysis of Minkah a little bit, or not even about Minkah, taking TJ, you just said it there, I'm taking Watt in his production and everything else for granted. Like, one of the reasons I'm not huge on the idea of Bud Dupree maybe getting his big deal here is because I think T.J. Watt is the superstar of those two.
Yeah.
You go draft somebody, you can hope that T.J. Watt's going to attract enough attention that another edge rusher comes in and is going to be able to produce because 90's going to be there.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to argue with you. Minkah Fitzpatrick is a stud. He's playing well, and this defense has completely changed since he's been here. But you look at T.J. Watt, and you can't just give him a negative because T.J. Watt is a guy who's been around. You can't just say, I don't want to give him the defensive
MVP, but
he's been around
here. Sure.
Yeah, sure. And last year, you saw he'd come out and have three sacks one game, and then he'd go quiet. He would disappear for three or four games. He'd come out and have two or three sacks, go quiet. This year, he's consistently gotten pressure on the quarterback. He's consistently played well in the run game. And there is a big argument for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Absolutely. He has four interceptions. He's a ball hawk. He's all over the place making big tackles. But in my opinion, that what they've lacked is been able to get a pressure on the quarterback.
What's he doing with differently this year? What's Watt doing differently this year that has allowed him to be so much more consistent?
I think he's got a counter move. I think his counter move has greatly increased. He's always been able to rush off the edge in a speed game. But what happens is, if you start doing that, the tackle starts setting out. You know this,
yes,
Arthur. You played
absolutely.
Outside linebacker. The tackle starts playing that speed rush. Now he beats him with the speed rush, and then he has that counter inside swim move.
Yep.
It completely spins a tackle on his head. And you have no clue now, and that's what he's doing. You watch him this game. Every game over the last, eight games, he will rush quickly off the outside, and then he gets him set up, boop, comes right inside.
See, I think it's Fitzpatrick because they got pressure last year. They couldn't take that pressure and turn it into turnovers. They were near the bottom of the league in interceptions. Their secondary, I thought, was a weakness, and now I think it's the exact opposite. I think it's double trouble now. The pressure
comes,
and you got people
that can
take
the
ball
away.
They had the blitz.
Now they're getting them off four-man rush, five-man rush. Yeah. They had to bring six guys in order to get those sacks. And they put those DBs on an island. And now you're able to set those guys back in a zone, and you're letting Minkah zone, roam a little bit so you can get pressure with four guys up front.
How far away is Devin Bush from being in this conversation?
I think he's still young, man. I think he's definitely created some splash, but I don't think he's a close third in terms of – where TJ and Minkah relate. I think those two guys are far ahead in terms of the MVP of this team.
How about Steven Nelson?
So I was just going to say him. I wouldn't put him in an MVP category, but man.
Unsung hero?
What they have lacked so much in the second, when they got Hayden, it felt like, okay, here's an obvious number one corner. But what they had lacked was, hey, how about somebody that just plays pretty solidly behind him, that fills in, and it might not be an A corner, but he's a B-plus guy most days, or even a B. And Steven Nelson, I don't even blame him for the last game. He got jobbed on that pass interference call. That was nonsense. And I think he's been really steady and way. As far as a guy who has exceeded my expectations, outside of Dupree, he might be the biggest one. Because we did not hear positive stuff about him from Kansas City people.
But that's the thing. When he came here, I didn't expect a lot out of him because he came from Kansas City. And Kansas City hasn't been known for their defense, right?
Even last year, their defense struggled. And then they talk about him being the most highly targeted corner in the NFL. It's
maybe we're missing the obvious answer here. Tomlin. And the job he's done here, he has been really the whipping boy. He's been criticized for so much. This is
by
his
who?
Baby.
By who?
By the masses.
No.
By Pony.
By who in particular?
By
who in particular? Say it. Say it.
I have taken Mike Tomlin to the
woodshed. You're brutal on Mike Tomlin.
On more than one occasion. But I've always said it's his defense. I think Keith Butler is there. But I think at the end of the day, Tomlin is the person that has the biggest say in the defense. So if I'm going to give him the harshest criticism, I should give him the most praise.
Okay.
I think, hey, and I know Ed might disagree with me. Ed Bouchette's here. We're going to have him on later because him and Joey Porter go way back. But I think Porter was addition by subtraction. We got a real outside linebackers coach here, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Let me tell you something, Pony.
Keith Butler is on the details, is he not?
You're on to something there. Because I'll tell you what, if you look back a few years ago, when Keith Butler coached the linebackers before he was the defensive coordinator, the linebackers were studs.
Top notch.
Outside linebackers played well. You think about all the sack masters that we had here with the Steelers, inside linebackers
and he
played
both
well.
Inside and outside.
He did all four positions, role. Right? Yeah. And so you look at it now, and now he's back out there. He knows a little bit about the outside linebacker position, and he knew what Bud needed to do to be a better pass rusher. Listen, it wasn't that Bud didn't have the ability, he just didn't have the know-how. And now he's going out there, he has a plan, and he's executing that plan when he rushes the passer, and that's why he's playing so well. It's because Keith Butler has helped him formulate that plan in his mind.
So we're going to let Chris take a break here and get something to eat. We're going to bring him back for, I think, what is a huge topic next hour, and that is, after the Ravens game, are the Patriots still a lock? At the midway point, we'll look at the AFC. Is New England still, after they gave up 37 points, are they still far and away the best team in the AFC? Speaking of, Chris, you're the man. Thank you for coming down here.
Oh, I'd love
all
to
our all our
what are you,
Pony,
what are you
aside,
talking about?
We'd go head to head.
I have nothing but love for you. I don't even remember our issues.
Yeah.
You must hold grudges.
I have a hard time imagining you, Pony, going at it with anybody and getting into back and forth.
Especially Chris Hoke. Like,
that's right.
What? You?
Chris is a salt of the earth guy, and I'm the exact opposite. That's what it boils down to.
All right. I agree with that one. Yeah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.